This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Coronavirus vaccinations have started for people of all ages across the United States. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Nursing home patients in Florida are being vaccinated. Governor Ron DeSantis wants this done as quickly as possible.
As you have this protection, you can have people return to more sense of normalcy.
First to get the shot at John Knox Village near Fort Lauderdale, 88-year-old Vera Leap. Was she excited?
Yes.
And how does she feel about it?
Honey, I don't know how I feel about it. You know, the end's going to come, and how long it's going to be, I have no idea.
After getting the shot, Leap said she felt fine. I'm Ed Donahue.
President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President Mike Pence are set to receive the COVID-19 vaccine soon. According to two transition officials familiar with the matter, Biden will get the vaccine publicly as early as next week. The White House says that Pence and his wife Karen will receive the vaccine publicly on Friday. Biden said Tuesday that Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, advised him to get the vaccine sooner rather than later. Biden has said he wants to keep frontline healthcare workers and vulnerable people as the top priority as the vaccine is rolled out throughout the country. But he's also noted the importance of him getting the vaccine publicly to build confidence among Americans to get vaccinated. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is quarantining after coming into contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. The State Department said Pompeo had tested negative but was being monitored. Pompeo had been expected to attend a cabinet meeting on Wednesday and meet on Thursday with President-elect Joe Biden's nominee to succeed him. This is VOA News. China's Chang'e 5 lunar probe successfully returned home with samples Thursday morning, Beijing time, after weeks of space travel. It landed at the designated landing site in North China's Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region. Chang'e 5 brought back the first fresh samples of rock and debris from the moon's Sea of Storms collected in more than four decades. Made up of a lander, an ascender, an orbiter, and a returner, the Chang'e 5 probe was launched November 24th. Its lander-ascender combination successfully landed on the near side of the moon December 1st and collected samples from both the lunar surface and beneath. U.S. prosecutors said on Wednesday they had charged a Kenyan-born militant with terrorism-related offenses, including conspiring to hijack an aircraft for a 9/11-style attack on an American target. AP's Jim Mustian reports.
Federal authorities unsealed an indictment in Manhattan federal court against Kola Abdi Abdullah, a 30-year-old from Kenya, who's accused of being an operative of the terrorist organization Al-Shabaab. The allegation is that Mr. Abdullah went to flight school in the Philippines, obtained a pilot's license, and had been doing research on how to access a cockpit of an airliner, and also information concerning the tallest building in an unidentified U.S. city. Audrey Strauss, the acting U.S. attorney in Manhattan, called it a chilling callback to the 9/11 attacks. He's been ordered held without bond.
That's AP's Jim Mustian. The fugitive widow of an Islamic State gunman and a man described as his logistician have been convicted of terrorism charges in the trial of 14 people linked to the January 2015 attacks in Paris against the satirical Charlie Hebdo newspaper and a kosher supermarket. Wednesday's verdict ends the three-month trial of the 14 people linked to the 3 days of killings across Paris, claimed jointly by the Islamic State group and Al-Qaeda. During the proceedings, France was struck by new attacks, a wave of coronavirus infections among the defendants, and devastating testimony bearing witness to bloodshed that continues to rattle France. The Federal Reserve said Wednesday that it will keep buying government bonds until the economy makes substantial progress, a step intended to reassure financial markets and keep long-term borrowing interest rates low indefinitely. The U.S. Central Bank has kept its key rate there since March, when it took a range of extraordinary steps to fight the pandemic recession by keeping credit flowing. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.